Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 9, Ash and Steel. Part 3.
Okay, C. You're gonna want to take a right as soon as you come out of this tunnel. Just up ahead.
Take a right. Got it.
But it's a pretty sharp turn. You might want to slow down.
Yeah, I'm all over it.
Look, I like your confidence, but you should probably...
You know, I thought driving this thing was going to be a lot harder than it is. It's actually pretty...
Slow down! Shit!
There we go. No problem.
Yeah, nice job.
I'm starting to enjoy this whole delivery thing.
Don't get too cocky, see? This is your first day on the job. If you lose concentration out here, it could be your last.
You have to be so dramatic about everything, Russ. Relax. It's under control.
Well, you haven't crashed or run anyone over yet, so that's a good start.
Setting a real high bar for me there, huh, pal? How's the cradle going?
Sure, it's fine. Comfortable enough. But, can we call it something else? Cradle makes me feel like a giant baby.
We could call it the ejector seat, if you like, since I sourced the parts from a flight cockpit in an old Millicon wreck.
Wait a second. I'm sitting in a goddamn ejector seat? What happens if the mechanism goes off? I'd blow through the top of this van like a...
Damn, Russ! You really are uptight, aren't you? Of course it's not an ejector seat.
Oh. Ha ha. Very funny.
That look on your face, pal. That was priceless.
Way to kick a man when he's down.
Down? You? Come on, Rust. You're never down. Even with two legs and an arm blown off, they still couldn't stop you.
Yeah, you're right. I need to stop feeling sorry for myself.
Are you sure you're okay with me driving? This is obviously a big deal for you.
I've spent a lot of years behind that wheel. A lot. Never expected to be a passenger in this van. Not in my wildest dreams. But it's a good idea of yours, getting back out on the road. At least now I can do something.
Yeah, we just have to look at the positives. If we can get the deliveries going again, reestablish some contacts, that's going to help put more creds in our pockets. Give us more options going forward.
You really can't wait to get your own place again, huh?
Think about it every night. That's still a long way off. I'm talking years.
I'll help you any way I can, see. Whatever you need.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it. But you know what? This whole situation has taught me that I need to do more than just rebuild a workshop. I have to rethink my whole damn business model.
How so?
Well, I mean, look at the situation I'm in. As soon as a few supply lines got cut, I found myself high and dry. All of my contacts just evaporated.
You weren't the only one. Everyone in the Strata took a hit after the Ghost Uprising.
Yeah, but I caught it worse than most. And you know why? The relationships. I didn't put enough time and effort into the people, all those other links in the supply chain.
I think you're being a bit hard on yourself. You don't have to catch up with your business contacts for brunch every Tuesday just to maintain a relationship.
I didn't do enough. I mean, come on, Rust, you know me. I've always been one who's more likely to sit in a back room pulling apart pieces of junk rather than spending time getting to know other people.
You get on with me just fine.
Actually, Rust, there's something I've never told you about our relationship.
I don't like the sound of that.
It's nothing bad, but I have a confession to make. The first time you brought a package into my workshop, I couldn't wait for you to leave. I was there thinking to myself, if I never see this guy again, it'll be too soon.
How come?
You're just loud and grumpy and...
That doesn't sound like me.
And it usually takes a while for me to warm up to people at the best of times, so when you got right up in my face complaining about all the shit you had to go through for the pickup...
I remember that one. Some goon hit me on the head as I was trying to get back to the van, scrambled my optics.
Yeah, that's it. You mentioned the optics, and that really got my attention. I wanted to know what other work you had done, and when you told me your whole body was alloy, I just about lost it. I mean, there you were, a man who was also a living relic. I had to know more.
Is that why you changed your mind about me?
For sure. That was the reason I booked in another delivery as soon as I could.
I remember. You offered to check out my optics for me on the second delivery. Run a calibration.
Yeah, I was fascinated. I wanted to see how they worked.
So I was a glorified science project for you, huh?
It sounds horrible, I know, but this is just who I am. I just get wound up in gadgets and legacy tech. I get carried away with it.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
It was only after you came back 4, maybe 5 times that I really started talking to you, learning about the person who was hidden under all of that alloy. And it didn't take long before I kind of forgot the alloy was even there. The science project thing just kind of slipped into the background, and what emerged instead was a friend. First one I'd found in a long while.
See, you can make friends easy when you want to.
It's not that simple. Most people I meet just don't get me. Not like you do.
You feel disconnected too. Emily said something just like that earlier today.
She did? What's going on with her?
She's just having trouble readjusting to life in the Strata. I told her to give it time.
Sounds like you're just a big old magnet for us sad loners.
Just my luck, huh? Okay, we're getting close to the pickup now.
Where are we exactly?
We took a shortcut that brings us out on the western side of Dockerton. After we hit the top of this rise, it's downhill for a while. Then we need to take a left. If you look out over here, you... Shit.
Oh my god, Rust. Look at that.
Yeah. I expected things to be bad, but this part of Dockerton is just something else.
The fires must have spread out of control. I mean, it looks like a goddamn nuke hit. Those poor people.
Jimena sent me wire snaps of the commune, and it doesn't seem so bad there, but over this side of town.
That piece of shit Carver has a lot to answer for.
He answered for it, and then some. I saw to that myself. But somehow, it still doesn't seem enough.
No, it doesn't.
Don't stop here, C. Keep your foot on the pedal.
Is there a problem?
It's just my instincts. I don't like the look of some of the people around here. I can almost smell the desperation on them.
I can take care of myself.
I'm sure you can, but your body isn't built to take the sort of punishment I can handle.
Then it's a good thing I brought this.
You're carrying a piece? Since when?
I always kept one handy back at the workshop in case of emergencies. Under the desk, that is. But I can't say I ever needed to use it.
Just be careful waving it around like that.
Take it easy, I know what I'm doing. Done plenty of sims over the years.
Messing around in a sim isn't the same as going toe-to-toe with hardasses on the streets of Dockerton. Not even close.
Okay. There, I put it away. Happy?
Yeah. Now slow down. The next turn's coming up, and after that... Well, this is about to get interesting.
What is it, Hallowell?
Emily, I was wondering if I might have a word with Rust.
No, you can't.
Why not?
He's not here.
Where did he go?
That's not your concern.
Well, I still need someone to fetch components for me.
I told Rust I'd handle that. What do you need?
I'll send through the part number. Just enter the code upstairs, and it will guide you to the appropriate storage bay.
All right, I'm on it.
I appreciate your help, and might I say, it's good that we've been able to put our differences aside.
What did you say?
I said I'm glad we could put our differences aside.
Differences? Is that what you call it, you piece of shit?
There's no need to...
You murdered my best friend.
His situation was untenable. The treatment I administered only accelerated his demise, which was already a foregone conclusion. Some might call that merciful.
Maybe I should accelerate your demise, huh? Keep talking. I dare you.
One day, I hope you'll understand that I am not worthy of such hatred.
You know what? It wasn't so long ago that I was forced into killing a giant space cockroach whose only instinct was to tear and shred innocent people up until there was nothing left but bloody piles of flesh. And even that thing had more humanity than you do. So shut your mouth and hang tight while I get your goddamn part. Okay, aisle 3, rack 17. Where are you? Ah, here we go. This must be it. One of these. Just like the ones we had back on the Katona. Huh. What the hell are you playing at, Hallowell? Hallowell, I got that part you wanted.
Oh, that was fast. You're much quicker at this than Rust.
Yeah, I'm slightly more mobile.
Just put it in the drawer and slide it through, please.
Here you go.
Thank you.
What's on that data shard you're always fiddling with?
Hmm?
The red one. I've seen you looking at it and turning it over in your fingers.
You have?
Yeah, a few times now.
I haven't noticed. I suppose I'm just a very tactile person. Always have to be doing something with my fingers.
Right. And, what about this part I got for you? What's it for?
It's just a component that I'm using to assist with stability control in my prototype. Nothing you'd find terribly interesting, I'm afraid.
No, of course not.
I have something else I need you to get for me, if that's all right. Do you mind if I give you the code?
Sure, Dr. Hallowell. Send it through, and I'll get right on it.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Okay, Rust, I did it. I got through the door. Rust, are you there, pal? Are you reading me?
Can you hear me, see? It dropped down for a second after you went through the security door.
Oh, I thought I lost you there for a second.
Still here. I'm with you.
Are you getting the video feed through the headset?
A little. It's fuzzy, though. The signal must be getting some interference.
Yeah, okay. I'm in a corridor. It's pretty dark. I'm not sure what direction I should go.
Move forward. You're almost to the inner storage area.
You sure about this?
Yeah. I've been to this place a few times over the years. Know it pretty well.
Kind of weird that this is all backwards, huh? It's always been you out in the field and me watching through a headset.
Stay focused, C. This is no time to get distracted.
I'm locked in, pal. Don't worry about me.
There's no margin for error on this one.
I'll try my best. I'm not as good as you, obviously.
The problem is, you have to be better than me.
How come?
Because I'm packing reinforced alloy plating under my skin, that's why. I can afford a slip up here and there, but you? All you need is one stray frag tip go through your chest and it's over.
I know. You told me all of this back in the van, remember?
You didn't listen then, and you're not listening now.
I'm listening, but you don't need to treat me like I'm—
Wait a second. What's that in front of you?
I've reached a door. A big, gray one?
That's not it. Keep going.
Okay, moving on. What happens if I run into someone in here?
It all depends. If you can talk your way out of it, that's the best option.
Talk?
Yeah, come up with a bullshit story. Try to convince whoever it is that you belong there.
How exactly?
My usual go-to is that I'm a courier who's trying to make a delivery but got lost and somehow ended up in a restricted area. But not everyone will swallow that story.
So what's the backup plan?
I make them swallow their teeth instead.
Ah, little muscle goes a long way, huh?
Hey, if someone is stupid enough to pull a gun on me, I'm gonna defend myself. I make no apologies for that. Hey, stop there. That looks like the door.
Okay, should I use the bypass again?
Go for it.
Piece of cake.
You're doing good, C.
I can see something ahead, Rust. Looks like the corridor opens out into another room.
Yeah, that's the storage area. Head up there on the right. You can scope out the whole area from behind one of the cloud racks.
Okay, on it.
What have you got there? Sentries?
Two guys. They're looking at something.
Probably just making a drop off. Give it a second.
They've got guns.
Damn. Security then.
What's the plan?
Turn around and walk out of there.
Abort? Already?
Yep.
Like you'd give up that easily.
You're not me.
Russ, I've come all this way. Work with me.
Okay. Wait a minute. They'll probably leave.
What then? Do I just walk out there?
Do you have the serial number Murphy gave you for the storage module?
Yeah, right here.
Memorize it. You're not going to have time to fumble around on your phone once you're out there.
Okay. 657-PR1.
You got it?
I think so. Hey, those guys are leaving.
Okay, it's go time.
I'm ready.
Remember the serial.
Yeah, it's locked in.
Next, take out the jammer and use the sequence I told you.
Shit, this is a lot to remember.
Red, yellow.
Yeah, red, yellow, gray, got it.
That jammer's only gonna buy you a few seconds. After that, you can bet those guys will come back and investigate why the cameras went offline.
I'll be long gone, pal.
That's the spirit. Okay, I think you're clear. Go!
Okay. Let's take a look here.
Come on, C. Find it.
God damn it, all these numbers are almost exactly the same.
You said you had it memorized.
I got it. Here.
10 seconds, C. Use the override.
Shit.
Yes!
Got it, yes!
Okay, now haul your ass out of there.
I'm on my way.
And don't celebrate too early. You still have to get out of the facility.
Don't worry, I have no intention of hanging around. See you soon.
Here it is, Murphy. Told you I'd come through.
Hey, hold up a second. I need to run a scan.
The microbeacons? I'm clean now.
I'll be the judge of that.
see.
Yeah, okay, that's a bit more like it. Hey, who's that in the van?
How you doing, Murphy?
Rust! Oh, I thought I recognized that piece of junk you rolled up in.
Watch it.
You didn't tell me he'd be coming along.
We're partners. Where I go, he goes.
Last time I saw this guy, he tried to knock my head off.
You don't say.
Maybe you'd have less hospital visits if you didn't rip people off so much, Murphy.
Gentlemen, this is business. Let's play nice, huh?
Just keep that pit thug on a leash.
Pit thug?
Murphy, are you going to take the package or not?
Give me a look at it.
Well?
Looks good. Perfect, actually.
Of course it does. You're dealing with the best here.
How in the hell did you get this out of there without the proper clearance?
Don't ask.
Not like it matters. I don't care how you get it here, as long as it's on time and in decent condition.
Exactly. So do I have your trust again?
Gotta say, I had my doubts about you, but this is good. Real good. Maybe I can start sending a bit more business your way after all.
That's what I like to hear.
How about keeping your friend at home next time, huh?
I'm not deaf, Murphy.
At the very least, I need an ironclad guarantee that he's gonna keep those metal claws of his off my shit.
This isn't negotiable, I'm afraid. I need him.
How come?
He's my advisor.
Listen, if you need some advice on anything, just come to old Murphy. I'd be only too happy to give you some quality time. One-on-one.
If you're done hitting on my partner, we really should be going.
Cram it, Gramps!
What did you say?
Easy, Rust.
Come on, I'm listening.
Rust, stop. Your wheelchair is still in the back of the van.
So what?
What the hell are you gonna do? Crawl over here and bite him on the ankles or something? Just relax.
Damn. What happened to your legs, big guy? That looks nasty.
It's a long story.
I guess this partnership thing makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah, I'm helping out until we can get Russ back on his feet.
How do you intend to get him back on his feet, exactly?
We're still working on it.
It's not easy getting hold of legacy tech these days.
Oh, if only you'd been around a couple of days ago. I had someone perfect lined up for you.
What do you mean by that?
There was a merchant, more a trader, actually, who was trying to peddle some old school shit like that.
Legacy tech? Who was it?
I don't know. It came through the old comms relay system. That's why it stuck out. No one uses that anymore.
The comms relay? So it probably originated out in the Deadlands.
It wasn't local, that's for sure. Whoever used it didn't have grid access. It's my guess, anyway.
What is this comms relay thing?
It's an old messaging system. Real low bandwidth kind of stuff that bounces across the towers in the Deadlands.
It's notoriously unreliable. No one in their right mind would use that thing unless it was their last option.
And they were selling legacy tech? Do you have any details?
They weren't selling. They wanted to trade for... I can't remember exactly. A few parts, I think. They mentioned a code word or something. What was it? Steel, I think they said.
A lot of the old-timers use the word steel as slang for legacy tech. This could be exactly what we're looking for!
I could probably dig up the details for you.
Would you?
Well, I guess.
Hello? Hang on, slow down. What's the matter?
Rust, is everything okay?
Are you sure? Shit. Okay, we're coming.
What's going on?
Sienna, get in. Now. Something's happened back at the lab.
What is it?
No time. I'll explain on the way.
Okay.
Sienna, where are you going?
Murphy, send through those details. I want to know about these traitors.
What do I get in return? Yeah, that's what I figured.
So support this podcast and hear episodes a week early, ad-free, at patreon.com/beyondthedark. Season 9, Ash and Steel. Starring Michelle Mosley, Jason Churai, Elisa Marteja, Sam Slade, Ross Campsell, Arim Ju, Emma Sherjarko, Brian Jeffords, Peter Wicks, Stefan Martello, Sarah Ruth Thomas, Stuart Moyer, Jordan W. Anderson, and Ty Wilkins. Created by Mark R. Healy, a Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
After all this time...
What time is it again? I feel like the clock stopped.
Time was a tennis ball we could bat round the court.
Time for distraction, too.
Time to just sink to the bottom.
Time to get to the meat of this meat.
Time for Greater Boston Season 4. That's right, on September 13th, Greater Boston returns with new full-length episodes released every other Tuesday. And we're so excited for you to hear it. But also, it's been 3 years since our last season wrapped, so we're maybe a little worried that people might have forgotten about us. So we're asking for you to help spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers and classmates, tell your cat, tell your local subway busker. But politely and without interrupting their performance, point is, now is a good time to share your love for Greater Boston on Twitter and Tumblr and Instagram and TikTok and wherever else you post things. Then come back on September 13th when Greater Boston Season 4 officially begins.